Now turn to part 6. Questions 26 to 30. You will hear an interview with a doctor called Grania Hudson, who also works as a professional musician. For each question, circle the correct answer. A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions for part 6. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Grania Hudson grew up in Africa's Great Rift Valley, in Kenya to be precise, but was educated in London, where she now works in a hospital as a consultant neurologist. She has 2 children who are 15 and 12, and she's a professional musician. She has just brought out her 2nd album, Deep Waters. How do your medical colleagues respond to the fact that you're singing more and more?
Initially, I didn't tell anybody I work with in the hospital that I was starting to get more serious with music because I was rather worried about what they might think. But I have to say, I've been absolutely astounded with their response. I mean, apart from the odd one or two who just aren't into music, I can't really complain about the level of support I've had. I've had lots of doctors and nurses coming to gigs, including some fairly senior people. And I think it just demonstrates how very open-minded they are.
Mm-hmm. And the musical lot, how do they respond to the fact that you're a neurosurgeon?
Oh, the musical lot. Well, of course, it's only inevitable that after every session, I end up being asked medical questions. Oh, doctor, I've got a headache. In fact, to them, it's immaterial what I do with the rest of my life. As far as they're concerned, it's the music that matters, as long as the songs work. And I'm thrilled that they actually do treat me like a musician. But you get all sorts in the musical world, so I'm really nothing unusual, except when I'm on call and I have to dash off for an emergency or my bleeper goes off during rehearsals. They get a bit fed up with that sometimes.
If you were really forced to choose, would you pack in the medicine?
I wouldn't like to pack it in because I enjoy it. And I think always assuming the medical profession is happy to have me, even if it meant me taking a break to concentrate on the music for a while, then I'd like to carry on. And I'll just take things one step at a time.
Your children are at what mothers consider to be difficult ages, when what mum does is regarded as totally uncool. What do they think of you?
I'm really lucky because my son plays the drums and he thinks the rest of the musicians in the band, I don't know what he thinks about me, but he thinks they're pretty cool and he sometimes comes and plays with us. So I have the stamp of approval for that. And my daughter, she's into a totally different kind of music, but she's fully supportive. So I couldn't be luckier in that regard.
Mm-hmm. How much were you inspired by music which you heard in Kenya when you were very young?
Oh, I think actually that's a very good question, because the eclectic music you're exposed to is absolutely wonderful. There's not just Western pop that I listen to, there's also Kenya pop, which is a very unique sound, a lot of tribal sounds, the percussion, and also on the coast, there's a lot of Tarab music and Arabic Swahili style of music, which is phenomenally interesting. Mm-hmm. So I think that in some of my songs, particularly in the rhythmic elements, that comes out.
Well, thank you, Grania. And now let's listen to a song from your latest album.
Now listen again.
Grainne Hudson grew up in Africa's Great Rift Valley, in Kenya to be precise, but was educated in London, where she now works in a hospital as a consultant neurologist. She has two children who are 15 and 12, and she's a professional musician. She's just brought out her second album, Deep Waters. How do your medical colleagues respond to the fact that you're singing more and more?
Initially, I didn't tell anybody I work with in the hospital that I was starting to get more serious with music, because I was rather worried about what they might think. But I have to say, I've been absolutely astounded with their response. I mean, apart from the odd one or two who just aren't into music, I can't really complain about the level of support I've had. I've had lots of doctors and nurses coming to gigs, including some fairly senior people. And I think it just demonstrates how very open-minded they are.
Mm-hmm. And the musical lot, how do they respond to the fact that you're a neurosurgeon?
Oh, the musical lot. Well, of course it's only inevitable that after every session I end up being asked medical questions. Oh, doctor, I've got a headache. In fact, to them, it's immaterial what I do with the rest of my life. As far as they're concerned, it's the music that matters, as long as the songs work. And I'm thrilled that they actually do treat me like a musician. But you get all sorts in the musical world, so I'm really nothing unusual, except when I'm on call and I have to dash off for an emergency or my bleeper goes off during rehearsals. They get a bit fed up with that sometimes.
If you were really forced to choose, would you pack in the medicine?
I wouldn't like to pack it in because I enjoy it. And I think always assuming the medical profession is happy to have me, even if it meant me taking a break to concentrate on the music for a while, then I'd like to carry on. And I'll just take things one step at a time.
Your children are at what mothers consider to be difficult ages, when what mum does is regarded as totally uncool. What do they think of you?
I'm really lucky because my son plays the drums and he thinks the rest of the musicians in the band, I don't know what he thinks about me, but he thinks they're pretty cool and he sometimes comes and plays with us. So I have the stamp of approval for that. And my daughter, she's into a totally different kind of music, but she's fully supportive. So I couldn't be luckier in that regard.
Mm-hmm. How much were you inspired by music which you heard in Kenya when you were very young?
Oh, I think actually that's a very good question, because the eclectic music you're exposed to is absolutely wonderful. There's not just Western pop that I listen to. There's also Kenya pop, which is a very unique sound. A lot of tribal sounds, the percussion. And also on the coast, there's a lot of Tarab music and Arabic Swahili style of music, which is phenomenally interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that in some of my songs, particularly in the rhythmic elements, that comes out.
Well, thank you, Grainne. And now let's listen to a song from your latest album.
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers.